today, and we had a good time in God. Can you rise, church, as we receive the ministry of God's servant, Pastor Gideon? Can you celebrate Jesus? Go ahead and celebrate.
Good and your mercy is forever. Declare that your mercy is forever. And we thank you because you are in this room this evening. Thank you for what you've already begun to do in this last couple of days. And I thank you because your spirit is in this room. And Lord, today will be a life transforming experience for everyone who has come here with faith in their heart. I ask you, oh God, to honor the faith, the expectation of your sons and daughters. Move in this place. Let there be encounters. Let there be transformation. We give you the praise, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, clap your hands and give God praise. Come on, guys. Is that the best you can do? Give God praise. Hallelujah. Okay, so before you sit down, yesterday I didn't get the opportunity to really just appreciate your pastor and his wife for the leadership they bring. I need you to know that I've been around a bit and traveled a bit and been around circles like these of emerging ministries. What God is doing here at Potter's is exceptional. And I believe in my heart that this is one of the spark points of the revival that our nation is about to experience. Yeah. Or should I say, is already experiencing. Yeah. And so I want to appreciate you, Pastor Mavis, Oji, and your beautiful wife, Regina. Thank you for staying through to the call of God. Thank you for being a man that loves God. I sense the purity. I sense the authenticity of what you're doing. And I really want you to know that your kind is rare. Would you celebrate the gift of God? Do not be that generation that uses men of God. The truth is, some of you in 5 years, 10 years from now, you'll be in different parts of the world, in different cities, in different spheres, making impact. Never forget this season of your life, that God sent a voice in your life to craft you, to be part of your making process. So scream from the top of your voice, Pastor Mavis will love you. Come on, it's not the best you can do. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for a bit. I'm going to just build tonight. I'm going to teach a bit and then take it and see how far the Lord takes us. I sense that God is doing a work. Thank you so very much. I'll need you in a bit, but If you stay with me, the keyboard is, and let's just do this together. I really believe that God is raising a generation that must be taught in His Word, that must be established in truth, that must understand the mind of God as it has to do with the shape, the texture of what God wants to do, especially through this last day church. We are in very critical times in the move of God. We're in very critical times in God's eternal plan. God is raising a generation that will seek Him, and a generation that will not only know Him but make Him known. Did you hear what I just said? So tonight I want to just begin by sharing along the lines of the calling, the crafting, and the commissioning. You want to write that down. The calling, the crafting, and the commissioning. I'm going to endeavor to teach a bit, and then we'll see how the Lord will lead us. But at some point tonight, I want to lay hands on as many as I can, because I just feel that there is an impartation. But if I don't get to do that for whatever reason, just know that the anointing is here and there is a transference of grace. Somebody say amen to that. Yeah. I need to hear you. Amen. Amen. Okay. We'll start in Matthew's Gospel chapter 18 verse, Matthew Gospel chapter 4 verse 18 and 19. Matthew 4:18-19. And Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Verse 19, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus says to follow him and he will make you a fisher of men. Now this is Sunday school, you know, text for a lot of us who grew up in church. We've sang around it. We have Bible story around it. We have all of that. We have animation around it. But this is at the core of what God is doing. This is at the core of how God recruits men. I sense under the sound of my voice that there are men and women here who God is about to, in this season of 20 days of glory, He's about to reveal His calling to you. Oh, did you hear what I said? God is about to give people encounters about His call upon their lives. Jesus looked at this man, this fisherman, looked at Peter, and He said, follow me and I will make you. I will transform you. Which means if you follow me, something is going to shift in your life. If you follow Jesus, there is a promise of being made. Did you hear what I just said? That if you follow Jesus, there is a promise of being made. There's a promise of becoming. So Jesus began by saying to these people, this was Jesus beginning His ministry and calling men into His mission and all of that. And Jesus says, follow me. I dare say to a generation that thinks that it was Twitter and Facebook and Instagram that started the concept of following. That over 2,000 years ago, a Jewish rabbi, his name Jesus, asked men to follow him. There was no Twitter, there was no Instagram. But after 2,000 years, over 3 billion people, you didn't hear what I said, claimed to be followers of that Jesus. Am I talking to somebody in here? God is not old school, He's the school. Technology is catching up with divinity. Some of you think God is cool. No, He created cool. God doesn't have to be trendy. He lives in eternity past. God is not trending. He is the trend. He doesn't come and go. When you begin, he's waiting for you at the end. And when you end, he's just getting started. So when a person who tells you to, who is the beginning and the end, asks you to follow him, you better be wise. Oh, you didn't hear what I just said. I said when the one who is the beginning and the end tells you to follow him, he says, I am the way. He didn't say I'm a way. I'm not an option. I am the way. If you've given your life to Jesus and you've made a commitment to him, you are on a path called the way. Oh, am I talking to someone this evening? You are on a path called the way. The important thing about this path you are on is that Akadov, the one who has called you, is in you. And he's the one who is the way you are walking on. And he's actually the destination. You didn't. He called you to follow him. He is the vehicle. He is the road. And he is the destination. Follow me. God is raising up disciples, not just church members. God is raising up followers, not just fans. I'm not a fan of Jesus. I am a follower of Jesus. Am I talking to somebody in here? Look at someone and say, I'm a follower of Jesus. You're not helping me. Shake the person by your side and say, I'm a follower. My God, my God. Long after this service is over with, I'm still following Jesus. Meet me 5 years down the line. I'm still following Jesus. Am I talking to somebody in here? I'm not following church. I'm following Jesus. I come to church because I'm following Jesus. I pray because I'm following Jesus. I give because I'm following a man. I'm following a person. So the invitation is first to a person. That's why you can be in church if you've not encountered him. You are just being religious. And tonight there will be encounters. I said tonight somebody's going to encounter him. You have not begun the journey of discipleship until you meet the discipler. You've not begun the journey of discipleship until you meet the rabbi himself. Until you meet Jesus. This is a journey of life. This is a journey into life. This is a journey that is designed for people who realize that there is a person to follow. Follow me. Follow me. Kapula dasta katahaya. Uvere teleya. Oh Lord, raise up followers of you in this room. Raise up men who, oh God, will set their eyes on you and who will walk the paths that you walk. Men who will follow you, Ikarababa, through the seasons of life. Men who will follow you in spite of what is trending. Men who will not just click to follow you, but their hearts are totally connected to you. You know, you follow your celebrities by a click, but this one, you follow him by faith. You follow him with your heart, not your tongue. You didn't hear what I said. Follow me. Look at someone and say, who are you following? Who are you following? Oh, come on. Look at someone else and say, who? Praise God. Who are you following? Whatever you do, make it a lifetime commitment to follow him. And he says that if you follow him, there is a promise that he will make you. So he begins with a call. He begins with a calling. He begins with an invitation. And it's asking mankind, it's asking somebody under the sound of my voice to follow him. Listen, this is the call of God to humanity. This is the call of God to everyone who wants to come into life. This is, you see, some people talk about, you know, some people are called, some others are not. No, everyone is receives this invitation, called to a person. The calling of God begins not to, first of all, be called to ministry. It is actually first a call to a person. Are you getting what I'm saying? To be called begins with you responding to an invitation to follow a person. We are called to him before we are called to work for him. We are called to be with him before we are called to represent him. We are called to experience him before we are called to express him. We are called to know him before we are called to make him known. Don't be so crazy about being in ministry to people that you have not learned how to minister to Jesus. Ministry begins with your relationship with the Master. Ministry begins upward to God before it goes outward to men. Otherwise, you think ministry is about coming out of a car and somebody claps for you and they do the video and all of what we see right now, all of the things we do that makes ministry glamorous, good as they may be. Listen to me, Kata, if you want to first of all do ministry here on the stage and you don't know how to do ministry backstage, you don't understand ministry. This is not the definition of ministry. Your ministry begins when you stand before the Father. Your ministry begins when the lights are off, when you stay in that dark room and you can experience the light of life personally. Am I talking to somebody in here? Ministry begins when nobody's watching, when there are no followers online. Ministry begins when you know him and you have a personal encounter. There was no videographer. There was no photographer at the burning bush. You didn't hear. But if you really have an encounter, somebody will hear about the things that happened when nobody was there. The power of the burning bush without media pulled a nation out of 400 years of captivity. May you have an encounter with God that will pull your family out of poverty, pull your nation out of degradation, change your generation. Who is it I'm talking to? Shout, I'm called of God. Hey, in this room tonight, God is, you've not gotten the sound. Get the sound. There's a sound you need to get. The call of God is coming in this room upon young people as I speak. You're having encounters with the Christ. When that call happens, nothing else matters. When you experience him for who he really is, nothing else matters. You want to live your life totally for him. Oh, that God will give someone here an encounter, an undeniable encounter with the Christ. When Moses saw him in that burning bush, he couldn't but be starstruck. He knew that something was going to shift in his life. When Paul, Saul, on his way to Damascus, encountered him, he fell to his feet and said, Lord, what will thou have me do? Lord, open up the heavens over this place and let someone encounter you. I give you another 2 minutes. Lift your voice like a trumpet and pray in the Holy Ghost and say, Lord, I need an encounter. I need an encounter. Shatara masakapara. Zaprakata la braka. Flow la prata skata. Zupresha. Flow la. Shata. Vala bara shata. Uzala bara. I just need you to play that progression. Jarabaja. Jarabaja dara. Jarabara jera, jurabara jera, jurabara jera, jurabara jera, jurabara jera, jurabara jera. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. May you not just come to a service like this and experience good services and good presentations of the gospel. May you encounter the Christ. May you know him for yourself. May he be revealed to you. So just keep that sound and play on strings. Sokapala shakatala. Zaparatala. Hallelujah. So there's a generation that must know him intimately, experientially, that must know him beyond just what your pastor said, beyond just what a social media influencer said. You've got to know him for yourself. Follow me. Have you subscribed to this man who is the greatest influencer of all times? He lived 2,000 years ago. Physically, he disappeared into the heavens. But after 2,000 years ago, he's still the greatest influencer of all times. Guinness Book of Records doesn't even include him because he's in a class all by himself. His book is not the most read book. It is not. It is just a book on its own. Because it is the most read book. The story of a man who lived, a Jewish rabbi who lived and did mighty things. His leadership principles have changed humanity. If you follow him, you can't be a fool. If you follow him, you cannot but end up becoming all that life design, this God designed you to be. If you follow him, you're making a decision that is key to everything in your life. Look at someone and say, I'm following Jesus. His promise was, I will make you. When you follow him, you are subscribing to being made. When you follow him, you are sure that there is a process. Now there's a person to follow, and there is a process to submit to. When you begin to follow him, he takes you through a process. It's called the making process. Look at someone and say, God is making me. Or look at somebody else and say, God is at work in me. He said, I will make you. People want to make it in life. Jesus said, if you follow me, I will make you. You can't follow me and be less. You can't follow me and remain the same. You can't follow me and your life will not become beautiful and glamorous. You can't follow me and your life will not have value. When you follow me, I'm committed to making you. God is in the process of making men. I said, God is in the business of making men. He called Moses and made him into a deliverer. He called Gideon and made him into a general. He called Abraham and made him into the father of nations. He called Jeremiah and made him into the prophet of nations. He called Mary, a teenage girl, and made her the mother of the incarnate son. He saw and called Saul and made him into Paul the apostle. He called a guy called Peter and called Cephas and transformed him into Peter. John chapter 1, verse 40 to 42. Follow me this evening. John chapter 1, 40 to 42. Look at someone and say, he's making me. One of the two who had John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which is translated the Christ. Go on. Kovaratashta, the next verse. He first found his own brother Simon and said, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted as the Christ. The next verse. Is there a next verse? 42, that's it. He brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. So listen, this guy's name was Simon before he met Jesus. He was brought to Jesus, and Jesus, upon seeing him, said, you've been Simon. But because of an encounter with me, you shall be called Cephas. The word Cephas there is Peter, or a fragment from the rock. The word Simon means unstable. It means easily shaken. It means easily taken by the wind. When this man, whose name was Simon, encountered Jesus, Jesus said to him, now you are Simon, but by the time I'm done with you, you will be called Cephas, which means you'll be called Peter. You are unstable. By the time I'm done with you, you will be called stable. Ah, my God. You are filled with unforgiveness, but by the time I'm done with you, you'll be so loving. There's a habit you are struggling with right now, but by the time I'm done making you, you will be strong in character. Who is it I'm talking to? Shout, he's making me. Hey, you came from a background that nobody knows, and it looks like you came from a background that is filled with pain and shame. But he said, by the time I'm done with you, I will do something in your life that those who look at you will wonder where God has taken you from. I decree and I declare, Sayasakata, Simons are becoming Cephas. Simons are becoming Peter. You didn't hear what I said. Look at someone and say, you are Peter. Hey, when you talk, somehow between the beginning and the end, there's a lie. But by the time you are done, I will inject truth inside of you that you become a man of integrity. My God, you didn't hear what I said. Before now, Micah, you were tempted by everything in skirt and every lady around you. But by the time I'm done with you, sin shall not have dominion over you. You now know how to control your own. Am I talking to anybody in here? You used to smoke and smoke your head away, and you just thought it was all in tobacco and in alcohol. By the time I'm done with you, you no more have to smoke tobacco. You start smoking the Holy Ghost. You didn't hear what I said. You thought it was all in alcohol, and you drank yourself to stupor, had a hangover and came over. But I came to announce to you, by the time I'm done with you, you will not be drunk with wine, wearing its excess, but you will be filled in the Holy Ghost. Alcohol used to drive you crazy, and you used to speak to yourselves in stupid words and crazy words. But by the time you're filled in the Holy Ghost, you'll be speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Am I talking to somebody? Tell your neighbor, he's making me. Follow me. And you can't be the same. I will make you. Follow me and something will happen. Transformation will happen. You are Simon right now, but by the time I'm done with you, you will become Peter. Strong. Stable. Katuveria. You came in as a religious person, but by the time I'm done with you, you will be changing lives around the world. Look at someone and say, he's making me. So there is the calling of God, follow me. But there is the crafting of God, I will make you. Then he said, I will make you fishers of men. I'll come to that in a bit. But I just sense that in this room today, there's a making. I sense there's a crafting. I sense God is making somebody into who he wants you to be. Oh my God, you look like a nobody right now, just a student trying to finish up with your course. But I decree unto you, there is so much in your future. There's so much God wants to do with you. You are a voice to your generation. You are an answer to the question of a generation. You are the door to a generation. You are an answer. Look at someone and say, he's calling me. Look at another person and say, he's making me. There's a calling and there's a crafting. There is an invitation and there is transformation happening in your heart. He's calling you. That's why you wake up at 2 a.m. and you want to go back to sleep, but something tells you there's more to your life. You can't sleep right now. And you go parakata, katambalatata, because there's a calling. Is anybody under the sound of my voice that senses a calling? Calling to destiny. Calling to purpose. You sense that you are not just ordinary. You sense that there is something God wants to do with your life. You sense that you are the one that will build a new generation. You sense you are the one that will draw the bloodline in your family. You sense that what killed your father, killed your uncle, killed your grandfather cannot kill you, because there's a call of God upon your life. If you believe it, shout, "He's calling me." Who is that person that senses that what we see in society right now is getting you so upset? The state of Nigeria is getting you so upset, and you know that that you were born for such a time as this. You sense that you're a deliverer. You sense that you are a catalyst for change. Shout, "He's calling me." That's why you can't go where everybody goes. That's why you can't do what everybody's doing. That's why you can't wear what everybody's wearing. That's why you can't hang around just anybody. That's why you can't listen to every kind of music. That's why you can't dance to every kind of music. That's why you can't laugh to every kind of joke. Why is that? He's calling me. Somebody shout, "He's calling me." That's why you can't marry just anybody. That's why you can't just be like every other. That's why you can't attend just any church or listen to just any man of God. Because there's something about the calling. If your name is John the Baptist, you can't be eating amala anyway, dude. No. You are designed to eat locust and wild honey. If your name is Samson, you can't cut your hair because your calling demands a consecration. Every other person can get away with it, but you can't get away with it. It might not even be a bad thing, but no, the call of God upon your life is different. The assignment is different. Your consecration is different. Who is it I'm talking to? Who is it that has been hearing the call of God? Many of you under the sound of my voice, you know, every time you think about that call, it's not necessarily about standing behind this pulpit. You sense the medical world is calling you. You sense the entertainment space is calling you. You sense God is calling you to government. I decree and I declare that your ears are opened. Encounters break out in this place. Somebody shout, "He's calling me." Yet there are some of you whose calling will be behind this altar, whose calling will be behind the sacred desk. Well, I came to announce to you, it's a glorious call. It's a high calling. It's a wonderful thing to speak on the behalf of God. As many of you who sends the call of God into fivefold ministry, shout, "He's calling me." Sit for a while. Jeremiah 18. So if you follow him, there is a promise to be made. Jeremiah 18 from verse 1. Kuvere teste keria. Krovetelea. Zopriaka. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, quickly, "Arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was. Akada. There he was. Akada. There he was. What was he doing? Talk to me. What was he doing? Come on. What was he doing? Let me pause there and preach a bit. You're not wasting your time. God is making something out of your life. You don't believe it. That's why you sat there and look at me funny. Go to at least 10 people and tell them God is making something. God is making something. I'm not wasting my life. I'm not wasting my time. God is busy. God is at work. God is making something. God is making something. Something is coming out of this. Glory is coming out of this. Purpose is coming out of this. for everyone who has asked you, why are you going to church? What's your answer? God is making something. For everyone who said to you, why are you worshiping so loudly? Why do you come early and leave late? For all those who think they are so wise, they are just doing like macho in God's presence. They have six packs before God. They can't kneel down. They can't worship. They're just looking at all of us. What do you say to them? For those who said, you came to campus to study. Remember his book you came to read. Don't send this cutting too far. What do you say to them? Somebody shout, he's making something. For those who tell you, you are taking your money to Pastor Mathis. You are giving tithe. You like this. You don't even have money. You are still giving. Hey, you give tithe. You give projects. You give all of that. My God, my God, my God. What's your answer to them? Something. I didn't say Pastor Mavis is making something. I'm talking about the God who created the heavens and the earth. His hand is upon my life. Yeah, he's making something out of my life. For all those who say, why are you praying too much? Why are you fasting too much? Why 20 days? Let's just make it 2 days. What do you say to them? What they don't understand is that the wheel is an interesting place. The wheel is an interesting instrument. It goes round and round. The wheel is like a circle. You just go round and round. So they look at it and say, you don't go to church again. Welcome. You see they pray and it looks like you're going round and round. What they don't understand, they say, your life is not moving forward. You're just going round and round. They don't understand that God uses the round and round. That God uses the wheel to fulfill his will. That is how God messes up the mind of unbelievers. They don't understand. They think you are going in the wheel. They think this your routine is too much. But they don't know that God makes something. So one day, Joseph, for several months, you were in the prison. But they didn't know you were in the wheel. But in one day, the king calls you. You slept in the prison. But you woke up in the palace. Who is it I'm talking to? One day, Alekataka, what looked like 400 years of being in captivity. They slept in Egypt. They woke up on the other side of the sea. I decree and I declare what God has started in you, the purpose of God over your life will not be truncated. Somebody shout, 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 shout. Don't let the wheel confuse you. Don't let the wheel discourage you. Don't let the routine make you feel waiting. I don't serve God. Tired. Waiting happen. Listen to me. When God is making something, he makes it at the wheel. Before you sit down, go to 5 people and say, God is doing something. He's doing something. Look at it and say, God, they do something. Doing something. He's making something. He's making something. He's making something. He's making something. I may not look like it, but he's making something. Salaka Simon is becoming Peter. He's making something. Somebody shout, he's making me. So he's not just calling you, he's making you. There's a version of you the world has not yet seen. When your pastor said, he said, there's a new you, imagine. I prophesy over you. Maka, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard. It has not entered into the mind of any what God has prepared for you. Somebody declare, he's making me. Sit, 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 sit. I won't be discouraged. He's making something. I won't leave church. He's making something. I won't stop praying. He's making something. I won't stop believing. He's making something. I will not stop giving. He is making something. People backslide when they begin to believe God is not making anything. And look at your neighbor and whisper, he's making something. He was making something at the wheel. Move on quickly. We need to run. Then I went down to the potter's house, and the vessel that he made of clay, was marred in his hands, at the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Am I in the Potter's International Center of Christian Church today? Am I in the potter's house today? Sit, sit. Let me tell you something about your church you don't even know. Three things when God makes a man that you must realize. When God calls you, he begins to make you. In making you, you must realize that he makes you in his house. It was called the potter's house. Oh, come on, help me. It was called the potter's house. Which means, listen, a potter's house is an environment where clay is made into something purposeful. There is clay everywhere. But if clay ever makes it to the potter's house, oh my God, my God, my God. I said there's clay outside of that place. There's clay everywhere. There's clay everywhere. But if clay ever makes it to the potter's house, that clay don't make up. Hey! Hey! Yo, 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 yo. Well, I don't usually say this, but go to 10 people and say, I don't make ammo, I don't make ammo, I don't make ammo. Yeah! Yeah! Whoa! I'm in the potter's house. I'm in the potter's house. I'm in the potter's house. Look at someone and say, I'm in the potter's house. You didn't believe it, that's why you said like church people. Say, I'm in the potter's house. So when clay makes it to the potter's house, comes into the circumference or the radius or the environment of the potter's house, it means that that clay, that there is purpose to that clay. Because every clay in the potter's house has purpose. Oh, look at your neighbor and say, there's purpose to your life. You guys have to allow me to preach this thing. So this clay, must be in the right place. It's called the potter's house. He said, come on, I want you to allow me make you. Look at the next verse. Verse 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, go on. O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord. As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hands, O house of Israel. So the first thing is that this clay made it to the potter's house. And I dare say to you, that if you're going to fulfill the call of God on your life, if you're going to be made by God, if you're going to be commissioned by God, you must submit yourself to the potter's house. Discipleship and destiny is location sensitive. You didn't hear what I just said. I said discipleship does not happen everywhere. Destiny does not happen everywhere. It is location sensitive, which means clay must find the potter's house. Clay must be located in the potter's house, which means God is saying, when I bring you into my house, as a result of being born again, as a result of giving your life to Jesus, as a result of locating a local church and a local assembly and a local family where you connect with, you then begin to submit to the making process of God. Part of how God makes you is that he puts you in a church. I didn't hear enough amens. I know there are many of you who you are in the universal church of Jesus Christ, our Lord. You don't belong anywhere. There's nobody pastoring you. There's no accountability over you. There's no spiritual house you are connected to, at least in this season of your life. Listen to me, don't be fooled. You cannot be connected just online to anybody. You can receive instructions from many teachers, but you need to get into your house and locate your own house. Look at someone and say, locate your own house. He sets the solitary in families. We are not going to tolerate bastards any longer in this kingdom. You didn't hear what I said. Somebody say, I'm a son in the house. Say, I'm a daughter in the house. You know, once we start talking about belonging to a church or belonging to a local church, some people start having panic attacks. Why? They don't want to be pastored. They don't want to be discipled. They don't want anybody to put an eye on them. They don't want anybody in their business because they think it's their business. They want their space and they don't know that your only space is 6 feet under. Oh my God. They don't want anybody looking at, they don't want mentorship. They don't want environment. They don't want an environment to grow. Listen. If you're going to be made, you must be made not outside the potter's house, inside. Why? In the potter's house, that same word house is like family. If you want to grow and be made, part of how God makes his men is that he puts you in the midst of other people, other believers. You didn't hear what I said. Part of your making is God wants to make character. And he wants to make some things and he wants to change your character. And God doesn't change character in isolation. You didn't hear what I said. I'm a very kind person. I'm very kind. Come to church. Let us feel your kindness. I'm very patient. Me like this. Very patient. I take it easy. Come to church. Join a department. I'm very loving. I'm very forgiving. Come and let somebody step on your toes. And let's see how big your toes are. You know, some people, some believers, they still say things like, I'll change it for you. I wonder what they're changing. I didn't know you have another side. If I change it for you, what are you changing? If you ever change, it has to be from glory to glory. Or am I talking to somebody in here?
If I change it for you, and I'm wondering, what are you changing? Which means all this while you were pretending. So you can switch. Depending on the conductor. Depending on the level of what was said. Why? You need to be in a spiritual house. That's where you grow. That's where you are made. Look at someone and say, get in the house. Oh my God, am I helping anybody in here? God makes men in his house. And you must submit to the process of being made. The truth is this. If you don't get in his house, you will not be able to be made the way he wants to make you. He makes you in his house. Four things God uses to make you in his house. Number one, he makes his house a place of revelation. Revelation. Have you ever heard that word? Bethlehem. The house of bread. Every time you connect to the house, you connect to church, you are connecting to the house of bread. This is where you are fed with revelation. That's how God makes men. He makes them by giving them revelation. And in God's house, there is bread. The second thing God uses is relationships. He gives you relationships in the house. Kingdom men are not self-made. You didn't hear what I said. Some people say, nobody made me, nobody did anything, nobody. No. Kingdom men understand that they are made by God through men. Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. So if you're going to be made, God will bring relationships into your life. Every man, every woman who wants to be made by God, you need fathers, you need family, you need friends, you need followers. Say that again. You need fathers, you need family, you need friends, you need followers. You need relationships. Because God uses relationships to bring out character in you, to teach you love, to teach you to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Look at someone, Sam, in the house. The third thing is routines. He uses routines in the house to make you. Which means this 20 days looks like routine. But remember, it's like the wheel. The routines of prayer, the routines of come to church, the routines. The Bible says it was said of Jesus. It was in his character. It was in his nature. It was his custom to be found in the house of God. Am I talking to somebody in here? Look at someone and say, make the house of God your routine. Which means Jesus Christ, you could find him at the temple at time T. There was something about his life. If you wanted to kidnap Jesus, you knew where to catch him at a particular time. So people, there's no routine around their Christian life. No routine. Routines of prayer, routines of study, routines of serving in God's house, routines of staying through. Until you can have track record, you can't break records. Stay long enough. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Look at someone and say, he's making me. It takes routines. And then lastly, it takes responsibility in the house. What's the first thing? Revelation. What's the second? What's the third? What's the fourth? Responsibilities. So listen to me. You cannot be made by God if you don't take responsibility in the house. This clay that God is making in his house must take responsibility in the house. Some of you still come to this church and you've been here 2 months, 3 months, and you are still waiting to be served. They still clap for you every time you come in. You have not become part of the house. You are still checking us out. You come to be served. You come here like you came to a hotel. Room service. You know, you and I know, those of you who have been privileged to go in and out of hotels. When you go to a hotel, you raise your hand. You do everything. You just enjoy. Bring me, no, make my bed, clean the toilet, and then you come back and everywhere is made. That's hotel. When you come to your own house, you and I know that you use your own hand and clean it. If you don't clean it, like some brothers here, if you go into their room, it's like the mountain of Gibeah. It's the valley of the shadow of death. Look at the brother and say, I hope Pastor Gideon is not talking about you. They are boxer that they've been wearing for 16 days. is on one side and a singlet. Look at somebody and say, I hope he's not talking about you. Know some people, when they raise hand around you in church, and you are frowning, usher will say, why is this sister not smiling? They don't understand that the usher positioned you wrongly. Look at someone and say, just get small, body spray, body spray, body spray. It's part of discipleship. We can tell you this in the house. Tell somebody, get body spray. If you can't get perfume, just get body spray. Look at the brother and say, there's what is called roll on, roll on, roll on. It is this kind of thing we talk about where? In the house. He's in the house, we correct you. He's in the house, we say, no, sister, that skirt is too short. And we still love you. Sister, what are you displaying? Because what you display determines who will come and prize. Brothers, you are liking this one. Is this sister that I like? Who should I attack now? Brother, stop testing microphone. Today, every sister in your this thing is dearest, honey, sister. Calm down. You say, no, I'm just, it's just from my heart. I'm just loving you. Shut up there. Sisters, am I preaching good? I hear there's some cooler brothers. What do you call it? Cooler ministry. Those brothers, they're always coming by 10 a.m. when your food is ready. It's okay, old. They're just brothers in the Lord. But when they make it a habit, that brother is not, he has never blessed you with anything. Has that, all he wants is to be eating your food. Report him. Look at someone and say, this is house talk. How can you sleep over at a brother's house? Only two of you. Pastor, we were praying the Pakatasha. Take it. You are very powerful. You are powerful. All the apostles in Nigeria, we hail you. That your own Holy Ghost can survive through the night with a brother that is not your husband. Somebody help me tell the sister, well done. Pastor Gideon, I couldn't help it. I was going somewhere, say it became late. So I couldn't help it. There was nothing I could do. I didn't have an option. You're not serious. Go and sleep under the bridge of Kirikiri and Kokoko. There was no sister in this church that you have relationship with. Somebody say house talk. If I stay on this house talk, we won't go to any other person. What am I trying to say? Are we breaking the table? Are we shattering it? Which one are we doing? Or some of you that go around borrowing money. When they just see your card, they know. Just by month end. You have been taxed as a borrower. That devil is a liar. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Would there be times when you need help? Absolutely. Absolutely. But don't make everyone miss your call. Because they know every time you call. You are not making holy sisters and brothers tell a lie. So no, I didn't see the call. I was busy. I was in a meeting. Somebody say house talk. It's okay. We have to finish. So God is making you in the house. Some people who miss church, they don't understand what they are missing. You don't know this is family. This is God's house. where God is developing character in you. Some of you, you missed it in your natural family. Some of you didn't have a father that loved you, or a mother that was there for you, or sisters, or some of you had it, and that's great. But listen, God made the church to make up for any other relational issue you had. Am I talking to somebody in here? Get out of your seat and go to temple and say, you are part of my life. I'm committed to you. I'm here to love you. You are my brother. You are my sister. Give them a hug. Give them a God bless you. Love on them. 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 Erebo shakaha. Zakara. Come on, love on someone. Get out of your seat. Love on someone. Pray for you, you pray for me. I love you, I need you to survive. I won't hurt you with words of my mouth. I love you, I need you to survive. It is His will that everything with His supply. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I pray for you. Words of my mouth, I love. Yes, I need you to. It is His will that every need will be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to. Somebody shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You know why we were singing that song? Some people thought it was a worship song. No, you're supposed to be looking at somebody. That's what church does. It breaks your shyness. Some people are allergic to and when they come to church, where their eyes, they want, don't touch me. Look at someone and say, I'll touch you. Let's see. Body touch, body in touch. After all, we are the body of Christ. Just touch right. You know some brothers, in this time, that's when they want to hug every sister. I'm coming for you. The pastor said we should come and hug. Can't you hug? Sister, just give them Assemblies of God hug. Side hug. Don't give them full gospel hug. Boy, yeah, sit down. Let me finish this message. Someone say He's making me in the house. Put back that scripture. The second thing you must know is that He's making me in His hands. The potter was not just in the house. The clay was not just in the house. The clay was where? In the house. Put it verse 4. He was in the hands of the potter. Kipra and Gotoko. Play that sound. When you understand that God is making you, it means that God is saying, my hand is upon your life. Look at someone and say, God's hands is upon me. The hand of God signifies His ability, His creativity, His power at work in your life. For it is Him who works in you both to will and to do of His own good pleasure. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above all you ask or think. So you must understand that He has not just called you, but He is making you. And that making process is happening in His house, but it's also happening in His hands. Ah, Kato. Somebody say, I'm in His hands. Look at someone and say, I'm in the hands of the Father. Somebody say, I'm in the hands of the Creator. Somebody say, I'm in the hands of the potter. He said, that clay is in the hands of the potter. Ah, the Bible says something went wrong. He said that clay was mired. Mired in His hands. Which means something went wrong with the creation, not the Creator. Something went wrong with the instruments, not the potter. Something went wrong with the clay, not the potter. Listen to me. I came to announce to somebody in here who sends a call of God upon your life. But there are things in your life. There are issues in your life. There are mistakes you have made. There's a mess you've been through. I came to announce to you that God still has His hands on you in spite of the fact that something went wrong in your life. Something went wrong in your ancestry. Something went wrong in your finances. Something went wrong in your morality. I came to announce to you are still in the potter's house and you are still in the potter's hands. Hey, hear me and hear me good. It doesn't matter how mad the clay was. It was not about the condition of the clay. It was about the location of the clay. You didn't hear me. So some people think, Ella, if I've messed up, I will never come back to church. Let me go and fix myself, then I come back. No, don't leave church because you are messed up. Don't leave church. Don't leave his hands because, don't leave serving God because something went wrong in your life. God uses a mess to produce a message. God uses a mistake to produce something beautiful. Am I talking to somebody in here? God uses trash to produce treasure. Therefore, I speak over your life. Every mistake, every mess, every idiosyncrasy, everything that represents a weakness in your life, I decree in this season, the potter is taking you and is making something beautiful out of your life. Who is it I'm prophesying to? The mistakes of your past will not keep you from entering your future. I declare in the name of Jesus, that thing you are struggling with, that habit you are struggling with will not kill you. God will take you. He will clean you up and he will make you to a vessel. There's nobody God called in scriptures that was not mad. Moses after 40 years was mad. Running around in the back of the desert, he felt there was nothing God could do with my life. Mary felt unworthy. Several people felt unworthy being used by God. If he could take a man who was going to kill believers, and he made him into a preacher, he wrote over 3/4 of the New Testament, God can do something beautiful with your life. Look at someone and say, I may be mad, but I'm useful. You didn't hear what I said. Look at someone and say, I may be mad right now, but I am useful. And the secret is this. Don't leave his hands because you are mad. If you leave his hands because you are mad, then you become useless. Stay in his hands. Stay in his hands. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that Lord, everyone here, I sense there are people here, you know, just dealing with guilt, dealing with the guilt of the past, dealing with things that have happened in the past. Listen to me. God can take your life and do something beautiful with it. Peter follow Jesus, like we saw. And Jesus said, you're presently Simon, you shall become Cephas. And we know how his life was filled with drama. But he kept following. Some people say, you know, Peter denied Jesus. And I always say, Pastor Mavis, he was around to deny. You didn't hear what I just said. He was around to deny. Where were the other? They had taken night bus. They had gone to their village. You know, when things happen to an Igbo man, he goes to his village. They had all disappeared. At least Peter denied, but he was around to deny. Who was worse? The people who were nowhere. Or the person who was at least around to deny. Listen to me. There might be things going on in your life that you're not happy with. Things going on that you're still dealing with. Listen to me. Don't leave his presence. Don't leave church to go and fix yourself. You can't fix yourself outside of the potter's house. So I like the way Dulce says, leave me at the altar with my father. Leave me at the altar with my father. How do you sing the real song? The main song? This living sacrifice I am. Kata la brasa kata. I am. Somebody say receive. This living sacrifice. Listen, which means it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you're struggling with. You must understand. Listen, you wake up every day as a disciple. The Bible says we die daily. He said whoever will follow me must take up his cross daily and follow me. The Bible says, I beseech you, brethren, by the message of God, that you present yourself to God a living sacrifice. So in the Old Testament, you needed to be dead to be a sacrifice. But in the New Testament, you are alive in the flesh, but you are actually dead. Which means you must know how to just stay there in the presence of God and not creep out of the altar. I want to ask about 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 or 20 people here who will say, I'm not leaving the altar. I'm going through some stuff, but I'm not leaving the altar. I'm battling with some issues, but I'm not leaving the altar. I'm mad, but I'm not leaving the altar because I am a living sacrifice. So even when you're going through, you can say, receive this living sacrifice. One more time. Yes, I say. Listen, when you get to that place of total surrender, I say, Lord, make me, Lord, deal with this habit. Lord, clean me up. Lord, I'm weak, but Lord, I come before you. Lord, I'm messed up, but I come before you. And make it happen. Peter, after Jesus resurrected, he came back and Jesus came to him and said, do you love me more than this? And the 3 times he denied Jesus, he had an opportunity again to accept Jesus. Today, God is saying, I'm restoring somebody. Yes, I am. This is what happens when you come to that place. Go back to Jeremiah. Pastor Mavis, the Bible says, when that clay was marred in the hands of the potter, oh, this blessed my life. Go back there. Jeremiah 18. He said he took it. Ayatakataka. So he, listen, it was mad. Agreed. I have issues. Agreed. I'm messed up. Agreed. I'm not praying like I should. I agree. Some things are, is there anybody like me today who say, Lord, I agree there are areas I am mad. But please don't creep out of the altar. Don't leave the surgical table. Stay there. Look at it. If you stay there, can we read this together? So he made it again into another. Somebody say, so he made it again. Say, he made it again. Somebody shout, Lord, make me again. Listen, if you stay there on the altar, if you stay in his presence, if you keep praying, if you keep worshiping, if you keep serving, lakupala, something happens. Even though you are mad in his hands, he can take you and make you again. Did you see there? He didn't go to look for another clay. He did not go to look for another clay. No, it was the same mad clay. It was the same messed up clay. Listen to me, God said to tell you, God said, I will not replace you. I will restore you. That amen is for somebody. I said, God said he will not replace you. He said he will revive you. All of you, the devil have told a lie that God cannot use you. I prophesy to you, God is going to take you in this service and he's going to make you again. Listen, God is not reserved. He's not ashamed to take the messed up you and make you again. It is only people who, it's some believers who just believe, if I fail at something, I stop. Listen, when God, for those who fails at something, he starts again. Did you know that the creation story was God recreating the earth? Look at someone and say, God is making me again. Let me prophesy right now. I'm almost there. La copa la kata kata ha. Imbro shokoria kata ha. I declare restoration. I declare revival. Your prayer life is coming back again. I say your prayer altar is burning again with fire. I declare in the name of Jesus, God is making you again. Some of you remember when God, when you used to pray, when you used to be so on fire. Listen to me, those days are gone. God will not only just do that, he will do exceedingly, abundantly, far above. Pastor Mavis, he made it into another. Look at someone and say, before and after. So when God really wants to make you, he takes you through a process. Wait, don't put up the picture yet. He takes you through a process and he makes you into another. Which means, like what you were before you were mad cannot be compared to who you become after. What you were before you committed abortion cannot be compared to who you become afterwards if you stay in the hands of the master. Oh, I didn't get any amens. What you were before you backslided will not be compared to what God will do with you if you stay in his hands.
Meet me at the altar with my father.
That's where Simon becomes Peter.
Meet me at the altar.
So listen. I'm in his heart, house. I'm in his hands. But I'm also in his heart. As it seemed good to the potter in his heart to make it. I'm not just in his house. I'm not just in his hands. I'm in his heart. I know the thoughts that I have towards you. It's not a thought of evil. It's the thought of good to bring you to an expected end. Who is it I'm prophesying to today? You are in the heart of the Father. Hey, like all things work together for the good of them who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. You are in the heart of the Father. Am I talking to somebody in here? One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. Somebody declare, I'm in the heart of the Father. So as I round off, follow me. I will make you. I'll make you in my house. I'll make you in my heart. House, and you are in my heart. I'll make you. By the time I'm done with you, Peter, you were fishing for fish. But by the time I'm done with you, you'll be fishing for men. By the time I finish with you, you follow out Jesus. That they are talking at now. I said, this young person, go to a club now. You say, no, I'm coming to church. Listen, this you're following Jesus will turn to something. Oh, you will become. Listen, which means Peter was influencing fish before he met Jesus. But as a result of the making, he began to influence men. Which one is higher? God's plan for you is better and bigger than your plan for yourself. Look at someone and say, he's calling me. Someone say, he's making me. He said, I'll make you fishers of men. Look at this. Look at this. This is the progression. Follow me. Somebody say, me. And I'll make you. Somebody say, you. Fishers of men. Somebody say, men. Me, you. Which means following Jesus is a promise of becoming influential. Now you can't follow Jesus and not become influential. I don't know why people are not born again. That if you follow this guy, Katilia Maskata, your life will end up being significant. That if you follow Jesus, your life will be go from me, myself, to people will begin to say, because of Pastor Mavis, because of Remy, because of Jide, because of you. Am I talking to somebody in here? Therefore, I prophesy that God is making you into who he has called you to be. I declare and declare that Copa is calling you into purpose. He's calling you into influence. Somebody shout, I am called. Your hands. When Peter stood on the day of Pentecost, it was a before and after moment. Your life cannot be the same. You can't lose serving Jesus. All of you that are looking Pelenge now, let me show you a before and after. Oh yeah, put it up there. Following Jesus, do they have it now? Somebody shout, I will make you. your eyes. You don't believe it. That's what Jesus can do. That's what he can do. He can take you from a nobody and make you somebody. He can take you. Listen, at that time, I was a 17-year-old, 18-year-old boy. I just met the Lord, had an encounter with Jesus. Look at someone and say, this is a good deal. This is a good deal. This is a good deal. Serving Jesus is a good deal. I prophesy over you. Your after will be greater. I said your after will be greater. I prophesy you will touch nations. I prophesy you will touch lives. I prophesy you become a vessel of honor. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I will make you. I will make you. Somebody pray. I'll make you. 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 If you follow me, I'll make you. I'll take you to the nations. I'll change lives with you. I'll transform nations with you. Come on, somebody pray. Hey, alaba shata alaba la degeskete. Osiana makata ya dasgata. Follow me, and I will make you. Follow me, I will make you. Follow me, I will make you. The calling, the crafting, the commissioning, the calling, the crafting. Lift your voice and pray the Holy Ghost. Shaya da 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 da. If you're in this room, you are not born again, or you backslided. Let's keep praying in tongues. You backslided, or you're not born again. You know you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, and you don't want to. You don't want to. You don't want to be a liar in this place. You don't want to behave like you know what we know. You know that if you died right now, you don't know where you're going to. You know you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. Or you backslided. You feel like that mud clay. You have disconnected with God and church. If you're in this room right now, I want to pray for you. God wants to give you a future. He wants to make you. He wants to transform you. If you want to give your life to Jesus, or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, wave your hands wherever you are. Lift your right hand. Lift it, lift it, lift it. If you are raising your hand, run to this place now. Come, come, come. Let's clap, let's clap, let's celebrate what Jesus is doing. Come, come, don't kneel, just stand. So now, okay. Come, 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 come. You want to rededicate your life. You want to give your life to Jesus. Come, sir. Accept this living sacrifice. Come, come, come. I am Pelana Bashanda. Receive this living sacrifice. To 15 people, he's calling you right now. He has a future for you. He has a plan for you. It's better than what you can imagine. He'll give you eternal life. There are at least 15 of you still there. You are backsliding, or you've never given your life to Christ. If you fall in this category, he's calling you. He's calling you. Would you respond as we sing the song? Would you say, Jesus, receive my life. I give you my life. I want you to come now, come now, come now. Receive. Come, 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 come. Thank you, thank you, come. Yes, I am. Gracias. Oh, there's so much happening in this room, Pastor Malice. People dedicated their life back to Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to follow you. I'm not inviting you to be a religious person. I'm inviting you to follow Jesus. There are at least 5 more people. You're still there. Come, 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 come. Come. Come, come. Heaven is waiting for you. We are waiting for you. We've prayed for you that you will come. Come. If you brought someone who you know is not born again, encourage them to come. I know many of you here are rededicating your life to the Lord. And I want you to know from today, you can say, Jesus, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you. Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Listen to me, all of you here, you'll never forget today, because today is the difference between your before and your after. I want all of us to pray this prayer with them. As you pray this prayer, pray from your heart. Close your eyes and let Jesus hear you. Say, Lord Jesus. Can we pray that prayer? Say, Lord Jesus, today I come to you. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me. I believe you were buried for me. And I believe on the 3rd day, you rose up from the grave for me. Today, I confess that I'm a sinner. And I confess that you are the Lord. Today, I accept you into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I'm going to follow you, and I know you will make me a fisher of men. I'm going to follow you, and I know you have a plan for me. Give me a purpose to live for. From today, I'm not going back. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to go where you want me to go. I'm going to fulfill your call upon my life. No turning back. I am born again. I am born again. Declare it. I have decided. Sing it, lift your hands and declare.
To follow Jesus.
Yes, I have decided.
I have decided.
To follow Jesus.
To follow Jesus.
I have decided.
I have decided.
No turning back.
To follow Jesus.
No turning back.
No turning back. No turning back.
Hold it. I know that you just made a commitment, but I hear the Lord saying many of you need to be baptized in the Spirit. So what we're going to do, please, when we're done tonight, let there be a room they can go to and write their details. Listen, if you've really made a decision, then follow. You need to be in the house. You need to be in his hands. All of that. So we want to get your details. But I said I don't want to break this moment by asking you to go back, because some of you need to. There's an infilling that is coming upon you that will change your life. And it's going to hit this room. The Holy Ghost is here. I said the Holy Ghost is here. Is everybody ready for a Holy Ghost party? I said, are we ready for the Holy Ghost party? Ah,
John chapter 7 said in that last day, he cried out and he said, if anyone believes in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Are you listening to me? The river is about to flow in this room right now. Somebody say, let it flow.
Let it flow.
So you're going to sing that song. Flow like that. That's what we're going to sing. Listen. It's going to flow in this place. Listen. When I count 1, 2, 3, you begin to speak in other tongues. There's a baptism of fire. There's a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready for this? Listen, wait. They did not become fishers of men until the Holy Ghost came. It was when the Holy Ghost came that those who were called, those who have been made, who were crafted, became commissioned. So the Holy Ghost is here today to commission people into their ministries. To commission people into the call of God upon your life. Are you ready for that today? Lift your hands wherever you are. Father, I ask that your spirit will move in this place. Those of you here outside here, if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, I want you as I count 1, 2, 3. It's not magic. You open up your mouth and you begin to speak a language you've never spoken before. You are the one to speak. Nothing will force you to speak. You open up your mouth and you begin to speak in a language that you've never spoken before. Just give God thanks. Some of you are already getting filled right now. You're already getting filled. The power of God is here. Are you ready? At the count of three, I want everyone to shout flow. And when you shout flow, start praying in the Holy Ghost. And it really starts to get in the midst of these people. And begin to get them filled in the Holy Ghost. 1, shata la ba 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 ba. 2, shata la ba. Are you ready for the flow? 3, somebody shout flow. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. That's it, that's it. Fire. Fire, 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 receive the Holy Ghost. Flow like a river. The flow like a mighty river. We wanna see you. We wanna see you. Hey, like a mighty rushing wind. Hey, God of mercy, take it. Flow. Hey, yeah. Flow like a mighty wind. Flow like a mighty wind. Hey, spirit of peace. Of three, shout fire wherever you are. Those of you outside, everywhere you are, when you shout that fire, it's going to come upon you and you're going to experience an encounter. Some of you will begin to speak in tongues and speak in a language you've never spoken before. Some of you begin to sing in the spirit. Some of you get drunk in the spirit. Are you ready? Shout fire at the count of three. 1, 2, 3, shout fire. Take it now.
Somebody say blow. Blow. Speed of peace.
Fire.
They cover us with your wings. Victory, cover up. Hey, we wanna
sitting, I want you to create an aisle there. Create an aisle there because there are some people at the back and everywhere. Listen, the fire is going to fall right now. And some of you are going to have encounters. Listen, what's going to happen is that you're going to hear your name in the spirit. Some of you will hear God call you. Some of you, you'll see a picture of the call of God on your life. I'm talking about a call that will mark you for life. I'm talking about an encounter that will mark you for life. There are about 30 of you who are about to have a strange encounter right now. And that encounter is a fire encounter. When that Holy Ghost falls on you, some of you will be able to fall, will be able to stand. I'm going to ask the ushers to bring some of those people out here and you clear this up. Are you ready? Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Right where you are. Are you ready for the fire? I will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Are you ready? If you're ready, filled with the Holy Ghost, get more. Some of you are having an encounter right now. Are you ready? Let the ushers get into the midst of the people because the fire is going to at least 30 people. Are you ready? At the count of three, shout fire. 1, 2, 3, shout fire. Follow him, and he became a mighty man. When you shout, yes, Lord, you are saying, Lord, whatever you want to do with me, I say yes to you. As you shout that yes, as you shout that yes, the power of God is going to come on some of you. I need you to bring out some people under the power. Are you ready? Shout yes, Lord, at the count of three. Are you ready? From the depth of your being. 1, 2, shout yes, Lord. Take it now. Take it now. Take it, take it. Shout yes, Lord. 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 Come and help, help, help. Shout yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, any addiction in your life, anything that is standing between you and God, any relationship, any habit, any temperament that has held you down, as you shout, yes, Lord, the power of that thing is breaking off your life. The delivering power of God, the healing power of God, whatever it is that has bound you. As you shout, yes, Lord, I declare your deliverance. Are you ready? Lift your hands, everybody. Shout this yes, Lord, from your inmost being, because angels are here. 1, 2, 3, shout yes, Lord. Fire. Fire. Receive now. Receive now. Receive now. Receive now. Don't stop, guys. Receive now. Receive now. Yes. Yes, Father.
Those of you online, the power of God is so much and it's in your room. It's right where you are. Some of you are having encounters online. This is Potter's Christian International Center, and I want you to connect. There's some of you God is calling to be part of this house, to be part of what God is doing in this house, to even give into this ministry. Those of you online, whatever the Lord is saying to you, respond to Him. We're going to do two things simultaneously. As many of you, hear me and hear me good. You sense the calling of God upon your life into the fivefold ministry. You sense God is calling you to be in the fivefold as an apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, pastor. You sense you want to be trained to fulfill the call of God on your life behind the pulpit. If you are one of such people, Pastor Mavis is ready right now to train pastors, to train people for a period of time. Because out of this house, there shall be church plants. There shall be releases of ministries. So if you sense God is calling you to that, when we shout this, yes, Lord, it's not for everybody. You know there's a call of God on your life into ministry. The fivefold ministry. I want you to come up to this altar. But for the rest of you, these people are not more called than you. They are not more called than you. Wait, let me make the call first. They are not more called than you. Everyone is called. Everyone is called. So as we shout the yes, Lord, now, you are saying yes to the call of God. Some of you to government. Some of you to business. Some of you into media. Some of you to entertainment. Some of you into different aspects of life. As we shout this yes, Lord, you are saying, Lord, I say yes to that calling. Are you ready? When we raise this yes, Lord, the drummers, the instrumentalists, don't stop, because the power of God is going to come here. Now, this is not for everybody. If you're coming up to this altar, you are surrendering to a process of training. It's not for everybody. There are more people that should be out there doing ministry outside the pulpit. This is just a training team. Are you ready? Lift your hands, everybody. Lift your hands, everybody. Kopala dashta katara bashaka. Oseta labraka. Lasakara. You're going to shout yes, Lord. And when you shout yes, Lord, you say, Lord, yes to what you want me to do. Yes to your calling upon my life. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Somebody shout yes, Lord. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop. Those of you outside, shout yes, Lord. Of you
who are responding to the calling to ministry. I want to be on this altar. Kneel and face the people. Let's scatter around this place. All of you, those of you called into ministry. We're going to shout this next, Lord. You are saying, Lord, I am going to be a steward of the gospel. And the rest of you are saying, Lord, Monday to Saturday, I will be a minister. Jesus did not change their profession. He only changed what they were professing. Fishers were turning to fishers of men. So you can still be an IT person and become an IT person for men. A caterer for men. A fashionista for men. Are you ready? Please don't miss out. I'm just so touched by all of you under the rain. Hey, Akatala Babaska. Oh, you're cutting covenant with God. You are cutting covenant with God. So when we shout this, yes, Lord, don't stop until you know on the inside of you, you fully surrender to the call of God. Who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. That's what that yes, Lord, means. Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll marry who you want me to marry. I'll live where you want me to live. I'll take the job you want me to take. I'll pursue the career. I'll lay down my certificate. Whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. I'll do it. Are you ready? Lift your hands. Everybody, at the count of three, shout yes, Lord. 1, 2, 3, shout yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop. Help her, help her. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop. Fire! Fire! Holy bastard. I want to lay hands on all of them. So just bring them one after the other. Shout yes, Lord. Quickly. Can you stand? Can they all stand? Don't stop. Say yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Voice to the Lord. Come on. Those of you at the back, anywhere you are, the Holy Ghost is here. You are in the house. You are in the potter's house. You are in the potter's house. Called, crafted, commissioned. Called, crafted, commissioned. Called, crafted, commissioned. Called, crafted, commissioned. Those of you on this altar, your life will always be on the altar. Stand, all of you on the altar. All of you on the altar, stand. Stand quickly. Stand quickly. Hold hands and stand because the power of God is going to follow you. Come closer. Hold and stand quickly. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Take this thing off quickly. Don't stop praying, guys. Kalabasa, hold your hands. Hold your hands together. Laka, hold your hands and lift them up. Are you ready for the fire? From today, you are saying, I will serve God as a minister of the gospel. From today, I will say yes to the Father. From today, I'll go where He wants me to go. I'll fulfill His call upon my life. Are you ready? At the count of three, those of you on this altar, receive fire and shout yes, Lord. 1, 2, 3, shout yes, Lord. Take it now. Let them be. Fire, that's the power of God. Fire. You are a vessel in God's hands. You are under arrest. You will serve Jesus. Many will come to Jesus because of you. Fire. 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 Help her. Fire. In Jesus' name. I had thought I'd be able to lay hands on everybody today, but we don't have the time and we don't have the space. But listen, when we shout this last yes, Lord, the angels of God are going to minister to people. It's an anointing to commission. It's an apostolic anointing. Many of you will come back and say, tonight, God gave me my calling into medicine, my calling into entertainment, my calling into business. It's happening right now. I know what I'm talking about. Are you ready for it? So when you shout this yes, Lord, whatever the Holy Ghost asks you to do, if He asks you to scream, if He asks you to shout, if He asks you to kneel, if He said to run, whatever He asks you to do in obedience as a prophetic sign, you are saying yes, Lord. Are you ready? Some of you begin to dance in the spirit. Some of you begin to laugh in the spirit. When you say this yes, Lord, angels are released to commission you. You are called, you are crafted, you are commissioned. Lift your hands, everybody. Everybody. Kotosita Labashada. Lord, I speak and I stand in my office to release an apostolic generation commissioned to fulfill your agenda. At the count of three, shout yes, Lord, and do whatever the Holy Ghost asks you to do. It's a Holy Ghost party. 1, 2, 3, shout yes, Lord. Yes, Lord! Help. Don't stop. Take it now. Yes to your will. The power of God is there behind. The power of God is there. Those of you in that segment, receive now. Don't stop. Bring the children. From an aisle, bring the children quickly. Bring the children. Zakata la brakata. I bless every family. I bless every couple. I bless every family. Don't stop shouting, yes, Lord. Fire. Sokopala chaska. Parades te ketelebaha. Zotolo brakataka. Fire. Take it now. Korea basa kadaka. Sokodobo. Fire. Take it now. In the name of Jesus. We'll just bring the children as close as possible. Can we just clear up some space? Don't miss out on this. Don't look around. Come on. Let the rain of your presence fall. Can we clear up some space? I want the children to just sit around here. Let them just be around here. God bless you. They can just stand around here. God bless you. Yeah. Okay, maybe they should stand so that we have some more space. Karabashata labraka. Iradabosakata labraka. Where's David? There was a David I met, a young boy. David, is he still around? He's gone. Okay. Father, I bless all of these children. They shall be mighty in the earth. You know why I'm bringing these children into this atmosphere? I'm trying to give them a picture of the presence and power of God. Disney is showing them the supernatural in the negative. I want them to see the supernatural in the positive. This picture will never leave them. You will serve God. As many of you called into children ministry, lift your hands. You're called into children. You know you're called to raise children. Not everybody. As many of you called into children ministry, raise your hand. Father, I bless these children. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release mothers and fathers, spiritual parents, children ministers, at the count of three. The power of God is going to fall on several of you right now. One, two, three. Shout, yes, Lord. That's it. That's it. Help her. Help her. Help her. Help her. Help her. Porotoskita. Porosokoto pasika. Porotosika. Paya. Zitenderetekede. Shala brakata. If I've laid hands on them, you can take them back. Oh, just help him. Just don't let him be. Don't stop him. Just let him be. Let him be. Let him have the encounter. Let him have the encounter. Don't stop it. Fire! 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 Oh, Masakaka. Cardilia, show, I need you to capture this moment. This boy is having an encounter. Jesus, you will serve the Lord. You will live for Jesus. You will live for Jesus. You will serve Jesus. Oh, Makataya Dadish. Father, I bless them. If I've laid hands on them, they can go. Father, I bless every of these children. You've been mighty in the earth. Be mighty in the earth. Shikapakataka. You've been mighty in the earth. This picture will never leave your mind. You will know God early. The Lord gives you a heart to seek him. 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 Just hold him gently. Hold him to the ground. A heart to seek him. A heart to seek him. A heart to seek him. Every of our children that have been exposed to demonic media content, we declare that delivered right now. So yada satala. The hand of the Lord rest upon you. The hand of the Lord rest upon you. Oh yes. Fire! Let her be, let her be. Lift your hands, lift your hands, lift your hands. Look at me. God's going to use you. He loves you and he's going to use you. What's your name? Sonto. That's what your life will be. Your life will bring glory to Jesus. Fire. Glorious and worthy to be praised. You're the Lamb, everybody worship upon the throne. Lift that sound. Shakata la brava.
And unto you
we lift
our hearts to say, you are the Lamb.
For you are glorious, lift your hands and say,
for you are glorious,
you are worthy
and worthy to be praised.
You're the Lamb,
you are the Lamb upon the throne.
And unto you, Lord,
and unto you, I lift my voice to say, you are the Lamb upon the throne.
Father, I thank you for what you've done here tonight. Some of you will not be able to sleep tonight. You're going to do at least 2 hours, 3 hours praying in the Holy Ghost. You'll come back with testimonies of encounters. Write today's date down. God has given some, God has marked many of you by this encounter. And those of you who came out here, I want you to know that this is serious business as you submit to Pastor Marvis to train and to teach. To disciple you.
So he's going to tell you what you're going to do after now. Those of you who gave your life to Christ or rededicated, please make sure you write down your names and make sure somebody ministers to you.
Lift up your hands and just begin to give God thanks.